male.
What would you call the stuff that you would probably pour over your pancakes?
Syrup.
Okay. And the stuff that they make from sorghum, cane, that they...
Molasses.
Uh-huh. Which would be thicker?
Molasses, I think.
That would be, than syrup, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If something's not imitation, like a leather belt would have stamped in it something leather.
Genuine leather.
Well, this is another one that Glenn and I are talking about today. If something, if you bought something in a big quantity, you'd say you were buying it in... Well, the word is, I say, bulk.
Oh, how do you? Bulk.
Bulk, yeah.
And he says bulk.
Yeah, we got into that.
Bulk and bulk.
Bulk and bulk today.
Well, I don't know which would be right, really.
There's no right or wrong. It's just one of those things.
Where you say it.
Mm-hmm. And where you come from. That's one of those things that really depends on where you come from. Because people in different parts say that.
Different way. Mm-hmm.
Everybody does. What do you call it? Kind of sweet stuff that you might spread on your toast in the morning.
Jelly?
Mm-hmm. And what would you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt?
Mm-hmm. Salt.
Pepper?
Mm-hmm. If you had there were a bowl of fruit on the table and a little child, a bowl of apples and a little child wanted one, he'd probably point and say,
can I have an apple?
If he were polite, I suppose. Now you might say, if you were talking about some kids that were in trouble, you'd say, now it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
those boys.
Mm-hmm. If you were talking about something like a tree that was a way off, you'd say it's
a way off.
Okay. And you say, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
If you were talking about somebody that didn't have much money, you'd say he was really
poor.
Mm-hmm. And if a person had like a lot of peach trees, you'd say he had
an orchard.
When you were growing up, were you taught, and did you always say yes ma'am and no ma'am? And
no, I'm afraid I didn't always say it.
But, I mean, you were supposed to. Well, was it taught to you that you did, was it to all older people, or how did it go?
Mm-hmm. Older people.
Always with older people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was expected, now was it expected on up into when you were a teenager and
mm-hmm.
that far up? Yeah. To say that. Another thing, in talking about something that you might be able to do in the future, and I don't know if this would sound right to you, but if I ask you if you would be able to do that, you could say, well, I might could do that. And does that...
Well, I'd probably say I plan to do that. Mm-hmm.
But does I might could, does that sound unnatural to you, or is that something you wouldn't say?
No, it doesn't say... I probably wouldn't use it very much, but it...
You have heard that.
I've heard it, uh-huh.
I say that all the time. Inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat would be called?
The seed?
Mm-hmm. How about inside of a peach, the part you don't
eat? Yeah, seed.
Okay. Now, the kind of peach that the flesh is tight against the seed.
Well, now, I don't know. Is that what they call a clean peach?
Right. How about the other kind where it's...
Freestone,
okay,
or
right.
Is it freestone?
Freestone, sure. What do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?